My name is Anita Flego from Live Young Clinic.
Hi, this is Jen Pearson from Lighten Your Space.
Hi, I'm Stacey Bout from Infinite Balance.
Hi, I'm Carolyn King from Empowered Happiness, all the way from Melbourne, Australia.
I'm Emma Woolrich from Life Symmetry, and I love listening to Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Coming up on this week's Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
How can I help my children in the most natural way when they're getting ill?
We're really excited this week to share another creative vibe, Shalom by Nanhijit Yogi. Welcome, Let's Talk Energy Healing with me, Jacqueline Rose. And today I'll be catching up with Anita Flego, who is a transformational health coach and lifestyle entrepreneur all the way from the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. Hello, Anita.
Hello, Jacqueline, and thank you very much.
Now, am I correct in thinking you haven't always lived in Australia, have you? Can you tell us a little bit more about where you spent your childhood years and how this impacted on your life, in particular, your love for nature, your interest in natural medicines and foods?
Yes, thank you. I would love to do that. I think my accent gives it away. Yes, I am born in Switzerland in the area of Bern on the countryside. I think my love for nature very much had to do with my holiday days at my uncle's place on a farm. So in particular, memories like sitting on a cherry tree, picking cherries and, you know, just having the wet grass between my toes and all those experiences back on the farm there really connected me very much to nature in the first place. Then when I fast forwarded a lot is when I became a mom 30 years ago. As you can imagine, as a mom, you always want the best for your children. And it brought me back to discover how can I help my children in the most natural way when they're getting ill? How can I help them? And I discovered homeopathy, essential oils, crystals. And that's, I think, I say today, that's where my love for energy medicine started.
Oh, beautiful. You've conjured up some lovely thoughts and pictures there. That's amazing. Yeah, I can just imagine it. We have on the Energy Healing magazine some writers that talk about grounding, you know, actually feeling that earth's energy. So sort of putting your toes in that damp grass and feeling that between your feet is a phenomenal experience, I think, for all of us set the time out to do that.
Yeah, I think I have earned my strong constitution from there. Once you said that, I think that's where I got so strong.
Now, during this pandemic, COVID-19, this has touched all of us this year in a number of different ways, whether it's been working from home, homeschooling our children, etc. But often we find that during such times that we can come out with some creative and positive ideas during such uncharted waters. I believe that you decided during lockdown to actually practice what you preach, and you found a balanced, natural and healthy way to get your hormones, your weight and your happiness back on track. How did you go about doing this, Anita? Can you share, say, three easy steps with how our listeners could get started with this themselves?
What I recognized very early in March or so, when things really started to go down before I realized that people said, this year I'm planning to do less. This year, I have heard it from so many people saying, this year I want to just take it easy and do less. No big projects and so forth. So when pandemic hit, I thought, that's really interesting, because these people now have the time they were asking for. I witnessed while I was working that people actually became more grounded. You know, they became more human. So what I suggested, those who got into a bit of an anxiety rush, I said, there is so many things you can now use and experiment safely at home. And it's definitely one of the things that I want to mention is essential oils. Essential oils are amazing and can help people to calm down their nervous system. Things like lavender, ylang ylang, orange, There's so many, and lemon myrtle, there's so many essential oils that help to calm down the nervous system. And they can be diffused in a diffuser in the house so that every family member can benefit from it. You even get little plugins that you can put in your car, or you can just put it in a spray bottle with a bit of water and spray it over your linen or over your clothes. Just that you feel more calm. That's something that works really, really well for people.
And that's a lovely idea. And I don't believe they're that expensive, are they, the essential oils?
The real essential oils are expensive, but you really only drop because they are very, very concentrated. Do not use synthetic oils. You can tell if they're all $10 or 10 francs, they're not good at all. They're synthetic and do not touch it. But real essential oils are having the vibration of the plant in, right? So we can call that part of energy medicine.
Right, okay. And people can obviously buy these online, can't they?
They can buy them online. They just have to make sure that it says aromatherapy oil.
Okay, so I'm just thinking with pandemic, if we can't go out and around the shops as much as we usually do, I think a lot of people now have got into home shopping, haven't they? Yeah. And shopping online.
So convenient, yes, exactly right. And you can always get a description, so it will always tell you exactly what it is for. You can look up anxiety.
I think that's a perfect spot for us to take a break, Anita. We're really excited this week to share another creative vibe, Shalom by Nanhijit Yogi. Try keeping your feet still when listening to this piece. I bet you can't. Just feel that energy.
Jalam
Welcome back, Anita.
That's one thing. The other thing, which costs absolutely nothing, is actually meditation. Meditation is scientifically proven that we can actually alter our breath, we can influence our immune system, you know, our nervous system, And you can just Google that and find breathing techniques to relax. And then there is another thing, music. You know, there's a lot of healing sound or chanting, Tibetan monk chanting. Just press a button and listen to it. And trust me, it works.
I know at the moment I've actually been using a number of apps on my phone for different meditations. And, you know, they range from sort of 5 minutes. If I've just got a quick 5 minutes, you know, where I can just shoot out into the garden and have 5 minutes meditation in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Or there are longer meditation. I have difficulty sleeping, so I can have apps that sort of help me sleep for 45 minutes to sort of get me into that wind down mode.
So there are a number of things
that people can use.
The wonderful thing is that you can really cover that no matter if you're a beginner or really advanced in meditation. If you have absolutely not done any medication ever, the easiest is, it's really easy. Just sit still with yourself, with your own thought, because we are 70% energy and only 30% matter. What that means is we're mainly energy. So we have to work with that. We have to work with the energy, and we can calm ourselves down by just sitting still and waiting and seeing what happens. What thoughts are coming up, and can I change them? If they scare you, then you can direct your thoughts about yourself. So if you have a negative thought, if you're conscious about it, you can go and replace that with a positive one. Think of what you're grateful for and then think of that. That will calm you down. And the other thing is probably don't think too much ahead if you have anxiety. You already know you're anxious. Do not think what will be in a week or two or three or four.
So would you suggest then that people sort of try to stay in the present of where they are and get through their day?
Right. Because they can manage that. Everyone can manage that. You are in the go now. I was a little bit nervous about this podcast, but, you know, I'm living this in this moment and I'm fine. I didn't last night think of forward to it. I just did my work, prepared myself, refreshed certain things, and then you're good about it. You don't have to be worried or not being, you don't have to be anxious.
That's no, and I think the thing there is, it's a chance to actually network and catch up with different people, different accents, different backgrounds. But at the end of the day, we actually share a love and passion for energy healing, don't we?
Exactly right. And we, you know, I am in a group where every Monday we connect through Zoom.
Yes.
Right. And we got so used to that because we couldn't get on a retreat where we together and we practice meditation and so forth. We do it now online through Zoom. We're getting used to it.
I think we can change, can't we?
And we can change. And it actually, for me, it works. I feel good after, as if I would have been in the company in person with these people.
Yes, yeah. Like you say, that we can change and we can find ways of doing things differently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say that your hormones and your happiness are connected?
Yes, we're all interconnected. And in my clinic, what I'm trying to do is treat the body as a whole rather than as one area of your body.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Natural medicine does work like that. No matter where you go and look, if it's Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, or natural medicine, works as whole. So, and that's important, because otherwise if we have a problem with our heart in natural medicine, we don't go and treat the heart. We treat what made the heart sick. And it's sometimes...
So it's getting to the root cause, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be the kidney. So we have to nurture our kidney, or we have to, you know, we know then what to do. We have to drink more water. We have to make sure that we have minerals in the water so that we're well hydrated. So the approach, what I would say, is with hormones, yes, you have to treat the body as a whole, and you have to incorporate your lifestyle and your happiness.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a perfect spot for us to take a break, Anita.
Excellence should be rewarded, don't you think? Have you heard? An opportunity knocks for you to nominate a colleague, client, or yourself for the Top 10 Energy Healer Awards 2020. The closing date is the 30th of November, and the winners will be revealed during the first week of December. To find out more, email Katrina on communitymanagerehm@mail.com. That email address again? communitymanagerehm@mail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Good luck.
Welcome back, Anita.
Definitely. And what I would mean by that is, for example, for healing. And again, it costs nothing. So we should not sunbank, right? But we should have a sun bath. We should actually have a sun bath every day for 20 minutes, as much skin as exposed as possible. Not only the face and the hands. So take off your clothes and go in the sun for 20 minutes. I know not everyone can be lucky here in the Gold Coast. We can do it all year round, but don't get jealous. you can do it too. We just need to go out in the sun. Or the other thing is, we can have a forest bath. I call it a forest bath, right? Yes. And also, when you go in the forest, you pick up frequencies from the trees, in the wind that go, like the wind that blows through the leaves. You have the waterfall or the water running in the creek. All these elements, and then the connection to the when you feel your feet going and walking on the forest floor. All those things are frequencies that ground us and balance us out. But really, you know what's important? We have to take the time out for giving back to our body, which is so amazingly working for us every day, right? We have to really give back. Yeah. So forest walk, sun bath, it's something that I always emphasize, and don't be scared of the sun, of course, and swimming. If we're in lockdown, we can't do it, but if we are able to, having a float tank is something. The water, floating on water, is actually activating your embryonic cells, because it puts you in the state as if you would be in mother's womb.
Yes, of course. Do you think people could actually use their own bathtubs for that?
A bath? Just a bath. It's not floating, though. It's not the same, exactly the same concept. The concept is being in water. Our bodies love that.
Yes.
A bath is an amazing thing and very relaxing.
Yes, I would think maybe with a bath and some of your essential oils
and salt.
Candles, just to actually take that 5-10 minutes out just to relax.
If you have anxiety, you put some mineral crystals in, like magnesium crystals.
Oh, okay.
That's the other thing, which I often, for my clients that have a bit of anxiety, but even slightly, they're kind of nervous or stressed, I ask them to have magnesium crystal foot bath, because it's, if you put only your feet in, it's much more concentrated, as if you would have a full bath. But a full bath where you submerge your whole body is a very relaxing experience.
Yes, yes.
A foot bath where you put your feet in a bucket of water, 5 liters of water and 100 grams of magnesium crystals, and have your feet in there for 20 minutes. If you don't feel different, call me, because... I promise you, I'm a fool if you're not, because it's so amazing.
So there's a number of things then that we can actually do, even during these sort of stressful times of COVID-19. We can actually do things to help us relax through energy healing.
You need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to do that, because if our nervous system is on high alert, you're in fight and flight, what happens then? Your immune system shuts down, digestion shuts down, and when the COVID-19 comes close to you, you will get it, because you have no defense there.
So ideally then, we're actually saying that people actually need to take a bit of responsibility for themselves. They need to put a bit of effort into their lives. Happiness just doesn't happen. Your balanced lifestyle just doesn't happen. We need to take action.
And it's fun. We can create it. We have to love ourselves, because who else does ours work than not our body? We have a manual for our car, we have a manual for everything, but for our body that has to do all the work every single day, so many jobs, we give nothing back? That wouldn't make sense.
No, and like you say, you know, the instance of a car, you need to change the oil, you need to put air in the tires. You need to maintain it, don't you?
You do it. I do it. You know, I have even a budget for it. I have a budget for my health. It's bigger than my budget for the car, that's for sure.
Do you have anybody that you'd like to actually shout out to mention on this podcast? Is there anybody that you work with or anybody, family member or anybody that you'd like to say hello to?
Well, I have actually three people or three different shout outs I would like to give.
Okay, then fire away with the first one.
So first and most important, I think I want to shout out to my three boys because they have actually ignited my love for energy healing. Because when I became a mom, that's what I started to use. And from there, it grew ever since the last 30 years I have evolved. So I have to be grateful and shout out to them. Then the other person is the person that is responsible that I'm actually talking to you. And
thank you.
that's you. But that's before you, that was my business mentor, friend, that takes care of my business side. And
who is that? What's the name?
It's Lisa Burke. And her business is called Content Hive here in Brisbane. And she's just an amazing person with really high credentials. But in the first place, she's also an amazing person and inspires me. Even when I don't believe in myself, she does and always picks me up. So I'm very, very grateful for her.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think we always need to have people like, did you say Lisa?
Lisa. Everyone needs a Lisa in their business, honestly.
I think we all have times when we could just do with that little pick-me-up, couldn't we? And someone just to...
We need to support each other, right?
Yes, definitely.
So the other two people is the people I'm super grateful for because they have really lifted me up in my professional work of energy healing and energy medicine because I work with a device called the Ondamet from Germany. And it's Rolf and Sylvia Binder. Rolf is the inventor of this amazing device which I use at the clinic to accelerate people's healing. And Sylvia is the person that I have been trained with in energy medicine. Yeah, I'm really, really grateful for this connection that is ongoing. We always meet each other at least once a year somewhere on an anti-aging conference or something like that. Yes. And I have learned from her how to use this device. And now I can help people in really every aspect of their life with their health. And with with aging young and healthy, my clients often want to use modalities that help them age younger and healthier. And it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so excited that you invited me. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I certainly have. Next week, I'll be speaking to Caroline King from Empowered Happiness, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Until then, keep safe. Bye-bye.